Hi, hello. How
What's
are you?
Going on?
Not
good
much.
To see you.
Thank you.
Not much, Joanne. Not much.
What?
Go you on, are Kira. The busiest woman that I can see that is doing absolutely anything in this country at the minute. Every time I'm on the internet, I see somebody mentioning Joe McNally did this.
She's
Joe
a
McNally
power
did
woman.
That.
I am busy.
Joe McNally was working in, you know, the Abbey Theatre over the weekend.
I got on stage in the Abbey. Can you believe that?
We're on the Irish Times women's podcast at Roisin Ingle, I believe.
I was.
So,
yeah.
And I mean,
and, Una Mullally. It was Una Mullally. The podcast, yeah. You're right. Yeah, I happen. There's bits up. Yeah, there is bits up. Yeah.
So I mean, like, you're getting around.
I am. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You're on this show, which is probably the most important.
Yeah, exactly.
Of everything that
this
you know.
Is the most.
I did the 24 hour. I was gigging in Dundalk on Saturday night, and then I came back into the 24 hour plays in the Abbey on Sunday, which we all you spoke about it during the week, and I spoke about it last week, and it was very intense. We all met in the morning at 8 a.m. We got a play. The writers had written them the night before. We were sent into a room. We rehearsed them. We had an hour's lunch. And then we put them on stage in the
How long did you have to rehearse them?
Just the day.
So like as in 10 hours, 12 hours?
Let me think. Between the jigs and the reels, there was a lot of warm-ups. Actors love warming up. I've discovered that.
Right.
I was like, I'm roasting, lads. Like, I could kind of get going here.
Yeah.
More warm-ups. A lot of like wiggling arms.
Yoga
and painting.
Stuff. Yeah, I got you.
Trust exercises and falling into each other's arms and all.
That's what me and Chris do every night
before the show.
Before the show, we have to go through that ritual.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
And but like warming up voices and stuff. But we were going out on stage and I was like, I don't feel that nervous really, because I was like, in stand-up, like I have lines. Like this is grand.
Yeah, this is amazing. Yeah. You get to go on with lines already written.
I have lines. I can just go out and just
but also
say them.
Joanne, what's amazing is you can actually say that you've performed in the absolute institution that is the Abbey.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
pretty
I was
impressive.
Wearing swimming goggles, a cape, a machete and a leopard print zipper.
I mean,
a pair of nightgare mask.
But still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You can still say you did. Just leave out that part and you could say you were in a Shakespeare production or anything.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And I was holding a pumpkin.
All right.
Okay.
This is getting less cool as you go on. Yeah, all right.
Anyway, yeah, I wrote back it in the Abbey.
No, look, congrats. That is absolutely awesome.
Thank you.
But Joe, never mind all this highfalutin stuff like being on stage in the Abbey. I mean,
it's only getting in the way of what I really love, Christopher.
This is what I'm saying. It's only getting in the way of your true vocation in life, which is as an agony aunt. This is the problem.
A doctor.
A urologist.
I read horoscopes as well sometimes. Okay.
Do you read them to the people you're doing the urology with?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I do Reiki and small operations.
Okay, cool. So as in when you're like seeing if a guy has a urinary tract infection, like you are a Capricorn, so it's going to be even more difficult to fix.
I'll remove your intestine and read your angel cards at the same time.
Awesome. All right, well look.
You know I love that sort of stuff.
See, Kira actually does. Do you want, I honestly think.
Take my kidneys.
Kira
my
would go
cards.
To like. Like one of those people that? Before she'd go to a GP, if you get me. Well,
look,
the
Chris,
angel guy said,
"Chris, I'm not that silly. I'm kind of a split personality. Half of my personality is very spiritual, and the other half of my personality is very practical. So, as you can imagine, the battles that go
That's
on in
difficult.
My mind.
Yeah, yeah. You break your arm, and you're looking for your horoscope to know
exactly.
what happens.
Exactly,
you know,
nightmare.
Feeling how my heart chakra is feeling. You know,
there's not actually a chakra in your. Well, does it mean chakra? Is there such a? Is chakra like a made up thing?
No,
like sun.
No, your body is full. Of chakras.
No, yes, Joanne. As in, it's a spiritual concept. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, oh, right.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I don't
it's
know,
not
is
a
it
medical,
a medical term?
No, it's not
but
a medical
woman,
thing.
Kira. Okay,
no,
guys.
It's not.
It might be a medical term. No, but your body
is made. Do you believe
that
you have an aura?
Yes, 100%.
Do you, Joanne?
Absolutely
Do you not think
not.
Kira has an aura about her? You know? There's
so
there's
it's the light emitting.
Yeah.
I thought that was just your bronzer. That's your aura, isn't it?
Look, Joanne,
and you look golden and sunny.
I need medical advice, and that's where you come in, okay?
I know, I wish you'd write in to me more, Chris.
I will, look. But tonight, obviously, Joanne comes in every week. She gets so many people seeking her out, asking her for advice on things, because Joanne, I mean, by trade, is an agony aunt. So every week, she is absolutely inundated with letters and emails and all of this.
Sometimes it's heavily medical and... you know, I'm not totally qualified to deal with. I can't write prescriptions. It's the only thing I can't do.
That's weird though that a doctor can't write prescriptions.
Well, what I do is I buy my medication online and I'll post it out to you.
Oh, that's
if you need
all right.
It.
That's nearly as good.
Yeah.
So, what are we gonna do this week? Who has caught your eye that you're gonna advise with us?
I'll tell you now.
Okay, go for it.
Dear Joanne, this is from a woman called Eliza.
Okay.
She doesn't give her location, but I don't know. There's a bang of Donegal off it. Anyway, my boyfriend recently proposed to me on a gondola in Trebolgan. We were slowly gondoling our way across the crazy golf course, a relatively new service made possible by a singular electrical rail which runs the length and breadth of the holiday resort, installed with the sole intention of stealing business from Vienna. When he reached inside his armband, collapsed down on one knee and asked me to marry him. I was in shock, and only for the encouragement of the child walking alongside our gondola with his plastic golf clubs, I would have suggested we have a chat about it once we arrived at the dining hall to enjoy the tributal genus of Little Minx and you three. I agreed to marry him because I literally didn't have the balls to say no, but the truth is, I've more interest in riding a racing pigeon than I do in getting married. How do I communicate this without him thinking I hate him? All the best now. Take care. Bye, 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 Eliza.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
This is a mad... So she said yes, basically, to a marriage proposal she wasn't really interested in.
For me, this was an interesting one because there's an important lesson in pretending to commit to things without actually committing to them.
Yeah.
The entertainment industry is full of that. Like, you must be getting good at that by now. You know what I mean? Just saying yes and then backing out of things. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I say yes. I haven't said... I can't even, I wouldn't even know how to pronounce now.
Yeah, see,
this
is it. And then you know, you get other people to say no for you.
I say yes. No, I just say yes to everything and then I don't turn up. Now, I'm not suggesting that she does that because that would be incredibly harsh and there's money goes into
very expensive,
wedding.
Yeah, if anything. Yeah,
that would be a bit scabby. But
sure.
What I would say to her now is, you know, she's committed to it. She feels obligated. She said yes. She wants to follow through. It's like me and the Bikram yoga. Rage and I bought it a year in advance, which was a huge mistake. But what I'd say she should do is do like, you know, like a pagan. Agree to get married. She's said it now. She's wearing the ring.
A humanist wedding?
Exactly.
I
walk
hear
into
you.
The garden, have some ribbons wrapped around your wrists. No one really gives
tie
a
your
shit.
Tie your wrists together.
It
there
doesn't
you
mean
go.
Anything.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? What's the word? It looks like she's making an effort.
Sure,
but she's
it's
not
symbolic.
Really turning
it's
up.
Token. But it's not exactly. She's not actually doing anything legal, though.
Here's
if you get what I hear.
Don't sign anything.
No,
don't get the Vatican involved.
No.
Here's the problem, y'all. What if the guy who asked her has a mother who's always dreamt of her son getting married in the local church?
She has to come up with the thing where, like, that isn't her thing. So she has to be like, no, I want a
so
human wedding.
There's so many couples out there that get engaged that feel the pressure to get married in a church because of their parents, not even because of themselves as individuals. And no one, what I find sometimes about weddings is people end up worrying about the family, other family members, instead of worrying and looking at the two individuals who are in love and who want to make some sort of commitment to each other in a beautiful way.
It's true. When my brother got engaged, we married, my mother rocked up to his house with a list of people that she wished he would invite. Oh. He knew about four of them. And he was like, who are these people? She was like, my golf friends. He was like, I don't know them. They're not coming. And there was ructions over it.
Yeah. There's
see,
always, it's massive.
You
see,
situation.
Here's the thing. There's massive politics when it comes to weddings, you know?
That's why I'm suggesting ribbons in the garden.
But here's another thing. Why doesn't she want to marry him?
This is an interesting point you brought up.
Because I have this theory, and God knows I'm probably wrong, but I think two people need to be on the same page when it comes to marriage. And I think that marriage isn't for everybody. But I also think
that... Yeah, but if it's not for you, then it just means you don't love them enough to marry them.
You see, that's kind of where I side with. Because I think that if you really love somebody, that you will make some sort of an exception. Or what's the word that couples
allowance.
Should do?
Compromise.
Compromise is the word.
Now, so you can't...
Getting married is a big compromise. It's like when people say, oh, I don't have kids. I've seen this happen. A lad's like, I don't have kids. And the girl's like, all right, okay. And then they break up and he has a kid with someone else like 2 years later.
Yeah.
So actually what he's saying is, I don't have kids.
With you.
With you.
There you go.
With you.
No, but like, just because you don't want to get married to someone doesn't mean you don't love them.
Do you want
to
get married, Chris?
Never.
Why?
Chris is pretty adamant about this, in fairness.
But here
Chris,
we go.
Are you
yeah.
in love with someone?
No, here, let
He's
me explain
in love
to you.
With himself,
but you can't. It's only when you fall madly in love with someone, then you're like, oh, wouldn't it be lovely now if we were to, you know, get married?
Let me explain something.
It's hard
something
to imagine
you.
It when it's with nobody.
Joanne, this is really sweet. I've been trying to.
It's nice that you're trying to convince me.
This, yeah. I mean,
I don't even know if I want to do it myself.
I just want to tell
you. This is what I'm saying.
To waste your time. Chris, if you would like to take the floor and explain
to
Joanne.
No, here's what I'm saying.
You don't want to get married.
And I swear I'm not trying to be a smartass. I don't see marriage as the ultimate like gesture of love to somebody. Like buying a house with someone is way more meaty than getting married to them. Having a kid with them is way more meaty than getting married.
Yeah.
Marriage itself isn't that big a deal. And I'm sorry now, I'm not going to go off on one of these meninist rants or anything. Modern marriage... modern marriage doesn't benefit men at all. Do you know what I mean? Like, all we do is get more obligations. Like, it's not a good business deal for a man. It really isn't.
How do you mean? Why so? Tell me more.
Oh no, he's got this down. Go on, Chris.
No, but like, it really, for a man, it's not a good business deal.
As in, if the marriage were to break up,
who
the woman
pays? Do you know what I mean? Like, as in,
oh,
it's
okay.
entirely
we're
the
talking,
man.
We're talking money.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Well, imagine if you were going to an employer, right? And your employer said, oh, Joanne, if we decide to fire you, you owe us 50 grand for the rest of your life every year. I'd say that's terrible. I'm not entering into that.
That's a very good point.
That's what marriage is to a man. I'm sorry. That's literally what marriage is for a man. You go into a room. Imagine the head of 2FM said, Chris, we'd like to make you an employee for the next 40 years, but we can decide to get rid of you at any time for any reason, and you owe us 1,500 euro a week for the rest of your life. I'd say, I don't, that isn't, a, is that a good, I would say no.
But what if you fall madly in love and the girl that you love is like, I want us to get married. And like, she, you know, she, you trust her. She's not like a money grabber. She knows that you earn 22 grand a year. She's not into the big bucks.
Yeah.
Would you do it for her?
No, I wouldn't. Because as I say, it gives me too many obligations.
What if she's like, I'm going to leave you if you don't marry me?
I'd say bye. I mean, not to be mean, I really would.
Really?
I'd actually, yeah, of course. I, absolutely. Absolutely, I would, girl. So
it's a good point you make.
But that's what it is for a man. And
it
I'm
is
not
kind
saying
of a business
that to
deal,
be.
Really, at the end of the
that's
day.
That's all it is. It literally, it's called a marriage contract.
Okay. It's probably easier to get out of a marriage than get out of a house.
Yeah, way easier. Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you
absolutely
buy a house
it is. Most definitely it is. So anyway, there's my thoughts on the whole thing. Thank
you,
ladies.
Do you want
ladies.
To get married?
Oh, Kira does.
Kira, do you reckon?
I think so, yeah.
You're probably more traditional than Chris is.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't want to get married in a church.
Yeah.
And I would really want to love someone at this stage to get married, let me tell you that. And that's how I feel about marriage.
Interesting.
Thank
but
you.
Like, of course you'd want to love someone to get married to them.
No, like really love them.
Yeah, like we're not in our 60s. Yeah. I always say that. Like, as in, like, if I was in my 60s, I'd be like, okay, look.
You'll do whatever. You yeah. always settle.
You'll
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, let's yeah. do this.
That's something that I certainly don't want to do, is
no.
settle.
But Joanne, you make an interesting point, and I think this letter that got in contact with you this week makes an interesting point. I mean,
I've forgotten what it is.
If you're saying yes to a marriage under duress, like if you're saying yes because you feel bad to say no, should you be saying yes?
Can I say something?
A lot of my friends, and Kira, you will understand what I'm saying here, because I'm 32. I have a lot of female friends who are also in their early to late 30s, and one of them broke up with her boyfriend recently, and he was. You know, it didn't work out. And she was like, he was actually, you know, incredibly boring and we never really had the crack. And they were living together and everything. And I was like, why did you move in with them? And she's like, well, you know, I'm 30, whatever. And I was willing to kind of look over certain things.
Oh, no.
Like, you know. And I was like, a personality. And she said, yeah.
Yeah, well, do you know what?
Was he hot, though?
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, well, there you go.
God, you know, like, yeah. like whatever. See, looks fade.
Yeah, it's look.
Looks
no,
do
right.
fade. And life is long. But,
the sayings
you
are
know
coming
what?
Out again.
I have seen some of my friends get married over the past couple of years and I was like, God, marriage doesn't make that much of a difference. And then I see them together and they are way more of a team and there's something, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it. There's something about these couples now that they, it's like they've gone up another level.
Interesting.
You know, it's like they've started a new chapter in the relationship.
They've solidified their like
they
bond,
have,
yeah.
What I find so beautiful about these couples that got married is they are 100% on each other's sides. They are devoted to each other and they're a team and their marriage is important to them. It wasn't just something that was willy-nilly done because, you know, everyone was dying to get
married.
One
party was too afraid to say no. Kind
yeah,
of thing.
It's
yeah,
not. It was real and it was beautiful and there was nothing but love at the weddings that I was at. So I can only talk from my experience.
Sure.
Something very permanent about it though.
Joanne, what should this lady do that's gotten in contact with you?
It's kind of like getting a tramp stamp of a Chinese symbol and then 10 years later expecting
but
to
But that's
still
always
nice.
Going to look sexy.
But
that's
Chinese
the difference.
Symbol.
Yeah.
You obviously
really?
Have one, dude.
It's
going to
look
Chris?
So hot.
Really?
Yeah, a tramp stamp's
current
are gorgeous.
Current at the time and then they're dated in 5 years time.
Tramp stamps are always good. They're a timeless classic, I think. Tramp
I think
stamps are always going to be hot.
I think there's ways of committing to someone without committing at all. And as I say, I think...
committing at all? Me too.
I think she can be
right.
smart about this.
There you go.
I think I'm just going to keep pushing for kind of the pagan style ribbons in the garden. And then, she can walk out the door
there
and all she has to do
you
is
go.
Spit backwards on
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
No, I don't
spit
know.
Spit backwards
guys,
on a hair bobbin and she's out of the marriage.
My girl
not,
Joanne here has it.
There you
not
go.
Absolutely.
Agree with you on this.
There you go.
You
not
just,
that
you kind of, yeah, it is.
Not. Someone tell me once that marriage magnifies all your problems.
Okay, fair enough. And on that pleasant note, Joanne, I think we know exactly what this lady who texted you should
Chris,
do.
Chris, if you were to ever get married, would I be your best man?
Really?
Oh my God.
What noise do you think that was? That's
a no.
No, Kira knows me well enough to know that's a no.
Can I give you away?
Yes.
Rant.
You can walk me down the aisle.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I can walk you into the forest. Into
yeah,
the bluebell
exactly. See,
that's
going to be a forest, and we're going to like tie our hands together.
Yeah.
And
when I hear you're getting married to some poor girl, and it's a ribbon wrapping ceremony in a garden, I'll be like, he's not giving her a penny.
Exactly. That's the important thing, ladies. Let me tell you that.